All right, we'll take a look at Tosfos. Yeah, these are Makomos. The Mishnah at the beginning of Masechet Shabbos mentions Hotzah and Hachnosah. So Tosfos asks, "V'im Tomer v'gabi Shabbos amayk toni shtayim shein arba v'sulo listeni nami moshit u'mavir mirshus hayochel u'shus hayochel derech u'shus harabim." The chayiv can amrinu lekamon v'zorik mishusayoch l'shusarab mishusayoch shusarab mishusayoch. Tosfos wants to know why is it that the Mishnah limits itself to achnosa and hotsa? Why not include other cases of iser hotsa as well? For example, Moshit, or Mavir, Mirshus Hayoch, Lishus Hayoch, Derech Rishus Harab. I wanted to point out to you that this Tosfos is Lishitoso. What I mean is that according to the Rambam, both Hotzah and Achnosa are Avos. That's what the Lechem Mishnah points out in Perek Yud Beis. The Rambam writes, Hotzah mirshus lirshus milocha me Avos milochosi. And the Rambam, when he defines the Av Malacha of Hotzah, he doesn't differentiate between Hotzah and Achnosa. He includes them both together in Halacha Ches. And then if you fast forward to Halacha Yud, there the Rama mentions Zorek and Moshit as toldos. And Lechem Mishnah points out that this is against the Gemara at the beginning of Perek HaZorek, because there the Gemara says explicitly, Hotzah Av, Hachnosa, Toldo. But yet the Rama integrates both Hachnosa and Hotzah into one single Av. Be that as it may, without trying to reconcile the Rambam with the Sugya Nazorik, that's a Sugya, that's a Shir unto itself. But what's the lumdus, why the Rambam thinks that Hotzah and Hachnos are both one Av. But in the light of the Rambam Shita, the whole Kasha Tosfos falls apart. Because if you're looking for some logical justification as to why the Mishnah limits itself to both Hotzah and Hachnos without mentioning Moshit or Mavir or Zorek, the answer is very poshut. Because what's the subject of the Mishnah? The Av Malach of Hotzah. And therefore the Mishnah doesn't have to stretch its arm out to the Toldos. That's going to be from Perek HaZorek. So if the Mishnah is limited to the Av Malach, then it includes both Hotzah and Hachnosah. However, the Tosfos Lishitoso, that Tosfos at the beginning of Perek HaZorek takes the Gemara Kipshuta, that although Hotzah, when you take something from Rishus HaYoch and you bring it out to Rishus HaRabim, that is an Av Malacha. Hachnasa, when you bring it from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYoch, it is only a Tolda. And yet, the Mishnah includes both Hotzah and Hachnasa. Apparently the Mishnah is not limited to the Av Malacha, but it includes also the Tolda. So Tosfos asks the question, if the Mishnah is already including even the Tolda, for example, Hachnasa, which is a Tolda, then why doesn't it go a step further and include other Toldas? Why does it limit itself to the Tolda of Hachnasa? What's unique about the Tolda of Hachnasa that makes it so distinctly related or connected to the Av Malach of Hotzah, meaning Motzi, that it's mentioned, it warrants getting a mention in the Mishnah, whereas the other Toldas are not mentioned in the Mishnah. Tosfos is working hard to see why Achnasa as a Tolda is singled out and it deserves mention in the Mishnah. But the Rambam Lishitoso holds that Achnasa is no less of an Av Malach than Hotzah, then there's a clear-cut distinction between the Mishnah and all the other cases. All the other Isuri Hotzah are only Toldos. The Mishnah is limited to Avos, and therefore the Mishnah mentions both Hotzah and Achnasa. So doesn't, that's, I think.
Doesn't the Mishnah Ayin Gimel call it Motzi Rishus Rishus, which is both ways?
Right, according to the Rambam, it's very good because the Mishnah is mentioning the Av and includes both ways, whether it's Achnosa or Otsa. But according to Shitas HaTosfos, when the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel mentions Motzim Mishus Lushus, it's referring Dafka to Otsa and not to Achnosa, because Achnosa is only a Tolda. So now Tosfos, you know, back in the beginning of the Masechta, wants to know, so if Achnosa is only a Tolda, why is it mentioned in the Mishnah? So let's take a look at Tosus' answer. Tosus says, V'yesh lomar, this is the third line in the first source in your page, V'yesh lomar, d'lo kitani ela hachnasa didamya lahotza. The only tolda that's going to be mentioned in the Mishnah is hachnasa, because hachnasa is unique in its very close resemblance to hotza. And what makes Hachnasa similar to Hotza, as opposed to all the other toldos, even though again Hachnasa is only a tolda? Shehu mirshus hayachid lirshus harabim. What makes this a very, shall we say, profound impact on the location of the object is that it goes from a public domain to a private domain, or vice versa. And that's true both in Hotza, which is the Av, and in Achnosa, and the Tolda. The only difference is in Hotza, it's going out to Rosh Hashanah, whereas in Achnosa, it's going into the Rosh Hashanah. But Mali Lafuki Mali Yuli, as the Gemara says in Perek HaZorek, at the end of the day, it's going from a peculiar type of rishus, a single type of rishus, to another peculiar type of rishus, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. But that excludes the other cases. Whereas Moshit, he says, Moshit means that one person is standing in Rishus HaYachid, and he's being Moshit, he's stretching his arm, giving it to another person who's standing in Rishus HaYachid. The object is relocated from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, but it's not relocated in a Rishus HaRamim, or it doesn't start in a Rishus HaRamim and end in a Rishus HaYachid. In that sense, Tosus says, Moshit is very different than your classical Stam Hotza. Your Stam Hotza is going from Rishus HaRamim to Rishus HaYachid, or vice versa, whereas Moshit, at the end of the day, is going from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid. And Tosus says that the same logic applies in the case of Mavir. Because what is Mavir? Mavir means it started in one Rosh Hashanah, it ends up in another Rosh Hashanah. Mashallah, he said, oh, to what do I deserve? L'chaim, l'chaim, there's nothing alcoholic here. But. So Tosa says in the case of Mavir, you picked it up in a Rosh Hashanah, and you carried it into a Rosh Hashanah, derech Rosh Hashanah. But at the end of the day, it's like Moshit in the sense that you started with Rosh HaSayachid, the Akira was in Rosh HaSayachid, the Anachim was in Rosh HaSayachid, you never took it from Rosh HaSarab to Rosh HaSayachid. And therefore, it's not similar to Otsah. Then, he goes ahead and says that Zrika is the most far removed kind of Tolda, because in Zrika, he doesn't carry the object, it doesn't end up in Holacha Miyad Liyad. At least in the case of Moshit, Ruvain is stretching his arm out and passing an object, one of the Krashim, to Shimon. So at least it ends up Miyad Liyad. Zorek is the only kind of Tolda Votsa where it doesn't go Miyad Liyad, and therefore it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is limited to the Av, which is Hotza, and it's told Achnasa because Achnasa is Dumya de Hotza. That's what Tosa says as an answer. Fine. Now, what I want to focus your attention on for a moment is the difference between the two cases that Tosus focuses attention on. I mean, I'm leaving out Zrika right now. Namely, Moshit and the case of Mavir Derech Rishus HaRabim Mir Shusayochid Lishusayochid. And what I want to focus your attention on is to what extent are those two Malachos very similar or very different. Let's keep in mind that Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi. This is Tosfos, this is I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth paragraph on your page. Tosfos on Daf Gimel quotes a Yerushalmi, And the Yerushalmi says that you're not chayef for Moshit. I bolded it, if you see, towards the end of that paragraph. Elke shechavero mekablo miyado. So let's just think about the similarity between Moshit and Mavir Derech Rishus HaRab. In the case of Moshit, the Malacha is violated when Reuven gives it to Shimon. It's not enough. Reuven can't complete the Malacha from beginning to end. He must have Shimon as a participant. That's called Kishachavero Mekablo Miyado. So there are really, in effect, three differences that we can call, that we can focus on between Moshit and Mavir Derech Rishus HaRab. Number one, Moshit means that I'm not carrying it from one Rishus to another, but rather I'm stretching my arm out and giving it over. In Yiddish it's called Derlangen. And number two, Moshit requires, according to the Yerushalmi, the Tos quotes, that someone else is Mekablo Miyado. So these are two unique dimensions to Moshit. In contrast, Mavir is where you yourself are relocating the object, you're carrying the object and putting it down in a different Rishus HaYochid. Number two, it's not stretching your arm, you're actually bringing it, and there's no one else being Mekabel. The third difference between Moshit and Mavir is that Moshit requires what's called Diyut Ahas, meaning that you have an extension of one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, and in a, you know, we call it north-south, in that level, which is to the length of the Rishus HaYochid, you're stretching it and giving it to someone, passing over the Avir of Rishus HaYochid. Excuse me, the Avir of Rishus HaRab, I meant to say. As opposed to the case of Mavir, here you're carrying it across the width of the Rishus HaRab. It's not Bidyut Achas. But despite those three differences between Moshit and Mavir, they are both similar in one fundamental way. And that is that the object begins with Rishus HaYochid, it ends in Rishus HaYochid, so the Akira was in one Rishus HaYochid, the Hanoch is in another Rishus HaYochid. The only difference is how it got through the, how it was, shall we say, relocated from one Rishus HaYochid to the other. Does it mean that it went B'diyut Achas? Does it mean it was a Hoshata as opposed to Havara? And does it mean that someone else was Mekabelin? Okay. That's what we have so far. And Tosus points out, just to repeat, that the Shini Rishuyos, the Chilufei Rishuyos, is from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid in both Moshit and Mavir, and that doesn't have any similarity to the Ikar Malacha of Hotzah, which is from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRab. Now, Tosfos in his Kasha asks from both Moshit and Mavir Derech Rishus HaRab. And it would seem that Tosfos is comparing these two toldos of Meleches Hotzah, and in one breath, so to speak, he presents both of them, because as we said, the fundamental similarity that connects the two is that you start with one Rishus HaYochid, that's where the Akira is, and you end up in another Rishus HaYochid, that's where the Hanocha is. So despite the changes and the Shinuyim and the Tzuras HaMalacha, nevertheless, as far as the object is concerned, relocating the object from one Akira to one Hanocha, there's a certain great similarity between the two, and Tosa says they form a unit which is radically different than the Iker Meleches Hotzah, the Stam Meleches Hotzah, which was Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid. And that's why the Mishnah omitted it. Fine. But here I want to point out to you that there seems to be a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, not here at the beginning of Shabbos, but in Masechta Erevin. And this you'll see on the sixth source of your page, the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph speaks about a case in which you are being mavir and eruv from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid derech Rishus HaRabim. And Rashi identifies this with Meleches Hoshata, with Moshit. The Gemara says, Ksharab Mekatfin Olav, Kidil Ula Diyamar Ula, Rab Mekatfin Olav Zorak Venoch Al Galbav Chayav. Rashi says, Kaimolon Bimoshit Mirshus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid derech Avir Rishus HaRabim. And Rashi goes on to discuss the case at the beginning of Hazorek of Lamala Me'asora. And he mentions Hayushteyam Bidyuta Achas, Hazorek Potur, Hamoshit Chayav, Shekach Hoysa Avodas Alevim. So Rashi identifies this case of Mavir Derech Rishus HaRabim as Moshit. And Tosus is not happy about that. He has a number of different ha'oris on Rashi, and he finally comes to the conclusion that Moshit l'chud and Mavir derech Rishus HaRabim l'chud. He writes, V'nira delav Moshit hu, ela Mavir es ha'eruv richuk or rochok chutz l'dalet amis v'chayov. The afilu zekeneged ze, meaning to the width of Rishus HaRabim, as opposed to Moshit, which requires duta achas, which is the length. And Tosvis requires that you carry the object not just derech Rishus HaRabim, which is sufficient in the case of Moshit, but dalet amos Rishus HaRabim. And therefore Tosus says that the difference between Moshit and Mavir is not just the technical differences that we mentioned before in the Tzuras HaMalacha, that Moshit is a Hushata and it requires that someone else receive the object and it's got to be Bidyuta Achas. No, there's a much more fundamental distinction between the two. Moshit just has to go Kolduhu through Rishus HaRabim, whereas Mavir has to go Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. The Rashba, on the other hand, quotes a different Tosfos. He doesn't have the Tosfos that we have, but the Rashba there in Erevin Daf Lamed and Gimel, first he quotes the Ramban. The Ramban holds that Mavir Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid derech Rishus HaRabim is Patur unless he carries the Dalet Amos through Rishus HaRabim. And then, which you'll see on the second side, he quotes the Tosus. There are Isi Kala Rabbo Seinu Balea Tosus Shehein Mechayvim. Meaning, even though it didn't go four Amos through Rishus HaRabim, Tosus holds that Yechayv. So there's a fundamental machlokus here, Ledina, between the Rashba and the Ramban on the one hand, which I believe is Tosus and Erevin as well, and Tosus as quoted by the Rashba on the other hand. According to all Rishonim except for Tosus as quoted by the Rashba, Mavir Derech Rishus HaYochi Derech Rishus HaRab requires Dalet Amos Rishus HaRab, whereas according to the Tosus as quoted by the Rashba, you don't require Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. It's enough that you go Derech Rishus HaRab. So if I were to ask you the question whether or not fundamentally Mavir Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim Derech Rishus HaRabim is fundamentally like Moshit or not, which sheet of the Rishonim would you quote to indicate the similarity between the two? Tosus, which Tosus? Tosus in Erevin as we have it, or Tosus quoted by the Rashba? Tosus quoted by the Rashba says you don't need Havaris Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim, which is very reminiscent of what? Of Moshit. Moshit requires that you take it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid and just pass through the Avir of Rishus HaRabim. You don't have to take it Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. You can have Duta Achas and you're being Moshit Migustra Ligustra and there's nothing in between, just a little bit of an inch of Avir Rishus HaRabim. So too, according to Tosfos as quoted by the Rashba, in the case of Mavir Derech Rishus HaRabim, you don't need that the object go Dalet Amos, you're being Mavir the object, you're carrying it from Rishus HaYochid and placing it down in another Rishus HaYochid through Rishus HaRabim, but and Tosfos doesn't require Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. It's exactly parallel or or it's a mirror image, if you will, of Moshe. That's according to Tosis quoted by the Rashba. But according to the Tosis that we have, that requires not just Mavir Derech Rishus Aravim, but requires Havaris Dalet Amos Rishus Aravim, then we would have to submit that Moshe and Mavir Derech Rishus Aravim are fundamentally two different Isuri Hotzah. In the case of Moshe, basically, all you need is some sort of a, we'll call it a hafsaka, a hefsek, between one Rishus HaYachid and the other Rishus HaYachid, Migustra Ligustra. And therefore, all you need is Avir Rishus HaRavim. As long as there's an Avir Rishus HaRavim, that separates the two Rishus HaRavims, excuse me, Rishus HaYachids, in such a way that there's a hefsek now, Rishus HaRavim between, and you're chayav from taking it from one Rishus HaYachid into another Rishus HaYachid. What makes it into another Rishus HaYachid? How is it different than the first Rishus HaYachid? Because there's Avir Rishus HaRavim Shemafsik B'neim. That's Meleches Moshe. But according to Tosfos, as we have it in Erevin, and that's the sheet of the Ramban as well, as quoted by the Rashba, in the case of Mavir, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRavim, the Derech Rishus HaRavim here is Dalet Amos, which reminds us very much of Meleches Havaras Dalet Amos Rishus HaRavim. So whereas Tosfos, as quoted by the Rashba, would identify Mavir Derech Rishus HaRavim with Moshe, the only difference between the two is in the tzura, the external conditions that have to be met, whereas Moshe is Hoshata, and it's got to be V'dyutachas, etc. And Mavir Derech Rishus HaRavim doesn't have any of those requirements. But fundamentally, it's the same malacha. The malacha is, according to Tosfos quoted by the Rashba, just to take it through the Rishus HaRavim. The Rishus HaRavim separates between Rishus HaYochid A and Rishus HaRavim B, and Rishus HaYochid B. What separates the two in such a way that now, by relocating it, you've made some sort of significant difference in where the object is located? The answer is because you went through a Rishus HaRavim. But the act of taking it through the Rishus HaRavim is totally secondary. It's not the Ikar HaMalacha. The Ikar HaMalacha is to take it from one Rishus HaYachid into another Rishus HaYachid. What makes the second Rishus HaYachid so different than the first? Because you went Derech Rishus HaRavim. That, in a sense, makes Mavir, Derech Rishus HaRavim, identical with Moshe as far as the Ikar HaMachayev is concerned. The Ikar HaMachayev is relocating it in a different Rishus HaYachid. Masha'en Kein, according to the Ramban, and Tosfos in Erevin, oh no, Mavir, Derech Rishus HaRavim is totally different, radically different than Moshe. Moshe means you took it from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, and you separated the two because there was an Avir Koldu of Rishus HaRavim between. Masha'en Kein, Mavir, Derech Rishus HaRavim, you're really high for the Havaris Dalet Amos Rishus HaRavim. The Chiddush of Mavir, Derech Rishus HaRavim, as opposed to Havaras Dalet Amos Rishus HaRavim, is that whereas in Havaras Dalet Amos Rishus HaRavim, the Akiru was where? In the Rishus HaRavim. The Anochu was where? In the Rishus HaRavim. In the case of Mavir Derech Rishus HaRavim, the Akira was in one Rishus HaYachid, the Anocha was in another Rishus HaYachid, but the Ikar HaMachayev is for the Avaris Dalet Amos Rishus HaRavim. So the Chiddush of Mavir Derech Rishus HaRavim is that you don't need the Akira and the Anocha in the Rishus HaRavim itself. You can have the Akira and the Anocha in Rishus HaYachid as long as you are Mavir Derech Rishus HaRavim Dalet Amos. That's the Sheet of Tosfos in Erevin and the Sheet of the Ramban. Is Memela Rabosai. What comes out here in our discussion is that if we come back to the fundamental issue of how to define the chiyuv of Mavir Derech Rishus HaRavim, basically there are two answers to that question. The answer of Shita Satos and Erevin, and that's the Ramban Shita, is that the Machayev is Havaras Dalet Amos Rishus HaRavim. According to Tosfos, as quoted by the Rashba, the Machayev is Derech Rishus HaRavim, not the Havaras Rishus HaRavim. The Machayev is like Moshe, that you began with one Rishus HaYachid, ended up with another Rishus HaYachid, and you took it through Rishus HaRavim. How long of a distance did you carry in Rishus HaRavim? It's irrelevant. Koldahu. There's no requirement, there's no tnai in the Mechayev that it be Dalet Amis. And I was thinking, Rabbosai, maybe there's enough gemina between Shitas HaTosvis as we have it and Shitas HaTosvis as the Rashba quotes it. What would be if you started with Rishus HaYochid A, you went through Rishus HaRabim, and then you swung back to the same Rishus HaYochid that you started with? Not at second Rishus HaYochid, but the first Rishus HaYochid. According to Tosfos, as we have it, that the Mechayev is Dalet Amis B'Rishus HaRabim, what difference does it make if you drop it off in the original Rishus HaYochid? It doesn't matter. All we needed was Havaris Dalet Amis. You need an Akira and Anocha. Who cares if it's the Akira and Anocha in the same Rishus? Masha Ein Kein, according to Tosfos, as quoted by the Rashba, that the Mechayev is that you took it from one Rishus HaYochid and you placed it down in a second Rishus HaYochid. Narvas, how do we define that the second Rishus HaYochid is different than the first Rishus HaYochid? We need a hefsek between them, namely Rishus HaRabim Koldahu without Dalet Amis. If that be the case, if you went back to the original Rishus HaYochid and you put it down, then I don't think you could postulate that you'd be chayav for such avara, because the Ikar, it would be exactly like Moshe. Because just like in the case of Moshe, it has to begin with one Rishus HaYochid, we'll call it A, and it has to end in a different Rishus HaYochid, we'll call it B. So to Mavir, Derech Rishus HaRab, requires that you pick it up. The Akir was in one Rishus HaYochid, we'll call it A, and the Anocha was in the second Rishus HaYochid, call it B. It has to be separated by Rishus HaRab, so you travel through Rishus HaRab, but you're not chayev for the Havara through of Dalet Amis Rishus HaRab. You don't even require Dalet Amis, you all require Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRab, called the who is Memela. According to that Shita, if you started with one Rishus HaYochid, like in the case of Moshe, and you carried it through Rishus HaRab into another Rishus HaYochid, you'd be chayav. That's Moshe. If, on the other hand, you were to hold like the Tosfos as we have it in Erevin, that the Mechayev here is the Dalet Amis, who cares whether you went back to the Rishus HaYochid or you went into a different Rishus HaYochid? As long as you had an Akira in one Rishus HaYochid, and then you had Avaras Dalet Amis, and then you put it down in a Rishus HaYochid, even if it's the same Rishus HaYochid that you started with, you're chayev for Dalet Amis, Rishus HaRabim. But let's go back to the Tosfos that we began with. I would have anticipated, and I would have been very comfortable, if Tosfos would reflect his sheet in Erevin. But I think it's not so. Because look at Tosfos in his Kasha. Tosfos says that he doesn't understand why the Mishnah omitted Moshe, and he doesn't understand why the Mishnah omitted Mavir Derech Rishus HaRab. Now, Rabosai, what is obviously missing from this Kash of Tosfos? What did he omit? Mavir Dalet Amis Rishus HaRab. That question he never asked. In other words, Tosfos was never bothered why the Mishnah omitted Mavir Dalet Amis B'Rishus HaRab. Because Mavir Dalet Amis B'Rishus HaRab is radically different than Melechus Hotzah. That was a milsa de pshita, according to Tosfos. Bishlema, in the case of Moshe, in the case of Mavir Dalet Amis B'Rishus HaRab, there is a chilufei reshuyos. And in that sense, it's very similar to Hotzah and Hafnasa. But in the case of Mavir Dalet Amis, it never left the Rishus. It always remained in the same Rishus. The Tosfos never even bothered asking that question. Why was Mavir Dalet Amis omitted from our Mishnah? But yet, Tosfos asked the Kasha, from Mavir Derech Rishus HaRabim, if according to Tosfos, in Mesechta Erevin, you're only chayav for Mavir Derech Rishus HaRabim if it was Dalet Amis Rishus HaRabim, because the Ikar HaMachayav is Davaris Dalet Amis Rishus HaRabim. Just that you need an Akira Nanocha, and the Chiddush is that you don't have to have the Akira Nanocha in the same Rishos. You can have an Akira Nanocha in different Rishos. If that be the case, then why is Tosus bothered by Mavir Derech Rishos Aramim? He's not bothered by Dalet Amos Rishos Aramim. But if we say that Tosus here, at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, reflects the sheet of Tosus as quoted by the Rashba, that there's a certain identification, a certain identity, if you will, between Moshit and Mavir Derech Rishus Arabim. In both cases, the Ikar HaMachayev is that you started with one Rishus HaYochid and you end with a different Rishus HaYochid. And what separates the two Rishus, as we said before, the Rishus HaRabim Be'emtza. So you're not Chayev for the Havara, and that's why Tosus, as quoted by the Rashba, doesn't require, he drops the requirement of Dalet Amos. The Ikar HaMachayev is, as we said before, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid. He's now Tosus says, that's a Chilufei Rishuyos. As we said earlier, if he would go back to the same first Rishus, he would not be Chayim according to Tosus as quoted by the Rashba, because he never changed the Rishus of the object. He started with one Rishus, he ended in the very same Rishus. The Machayev of Derech Rishus HaRabim is he took it from one Rishus HaYochid and he put it down in a different Rishus HaYochid. And what separates the two Rishuyos? A Rishus HaRabim by Emetz, that's the Mafsik. If that be the case, then Tosus has a very good kasha. If the subject of our mission at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos is Chilufei Rishuyos, what difference to make whether it's Chilufei Rishuyos from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, or from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid? It's again a radical, profound Shina Rishus. The fact that it was in one Rishus HaYochid, and now all of a sudden I find it in a different Rishus HaYochid, is enough to warrant that it should be incorporated into the Iker Meleches Hotzah. And Tosus answers, V'yesh Loma, D'lo K'tori Alach Nosa, Dami Yedah Hotzah, Shem Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim. It's not enough that you relocated from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. That's not the Iker Mechayev of Meleches Hotzah as defined by the Mishnah. The Mishnah is circumscribed to a radical change in which it went from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. That includes only Hotzah Nachnasa. It doesn't include Mavir. But if Tosus here at the beginning of Shabbos would reflect L'shitasam, their Shita in Masechta Erevin, name that you need in order to be Chayef for Mavir Derech Rishus HaRabim, you need Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim, then Tosus would never even have asked that kasha. And therefore, Abosai, it's so meduyak in the Lashon of Tosus that Tosus, in one breath, in his kasha, he mentions Moshit, Umavir Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid Derech Rishus HaRabim, because basically they're identical. The only difference between the two is external in the Tzuras HaMaisa, in the Tzuras HaMalacha, but as far as the Ikar HaMachayev, they are identical. You start with one Rishus HaYochid, you end up with another Rishus HaYochid. The separation between the two is Rishus HaRabim. You don't need Dalet Amos, as the Rashba says in the name of Tosus, between the two Rishuyos. Just like in the case of Moshe, you don't need Dalet Amos between one Diyuta, between one Gustra and the other Gustra, because all you need is a hefsek of Avir Rishus HaRabim. So too, in the case of Mavir, and therefore Tosus quote, Tosus asks this kasha from both Moshit and Mavir Derech Rishus HaRabim. But here, Rabosai, I want to speak to you about a Rashi in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that if Shabbos coincides, if the first day of Sukkah coincides with Shabbos, then you don't take the lulav, at least begvulin. The Gemara says, Amai, the famous Gzeira de Rabba, this you'll see on the second side of your page, Omar Rabba, Gzeira Shemi Yitlenu Biyodo, V'yelech Eitzel Boki Lilmod, V'yavirenu Arba Amos Bershus HaRab. Hainu time of the shofar, hainu time of the Megillah. So Rashi asks the following question. Why is Rava bothered by Mavir Dalet Amos Bishus HaRabim? Why isn't he bothered by the fact that he'll take the lulav out of his home and he'll take it out into the Rishus HaRabim? And that's Meleches Hotzah. So Rashi says, Hu adin the matzil lememer v'yotzi Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim? And Rashi answers, El berov hamakomos v'inyonim Amrina diyesh lochush lavaras arba amos vein lochush lahotza. Rashi says it's much more commonplace that you would take it dalet amos in Rishus HaRabim, and it's very unusual that you would take it from Rishus HaYochid and put it down in Rishus Sarab. And then Rashi adds the following. V'ei lochus lotzo, kigon, im haya munach b'karmelis, o b'karfaf, o b'gino, the ein kan iser hotza de oraisa, the yesh kan hav iser havora v'rishus Sarab. Rashi says that if you pick up a lulav in a karmelis, or alternatively you put it down in a karmelis, you would not be chayev de oraisa from meleches hotzah, because your akira or your hanocha was b'makom p'tur. However, in the case of havaras dalid amis b'shus harabim, meaning he took it out of his house, he wants to go over to the baki, and he passes through a rishus harabim, says Rashi, it makes no difference whether he started with a makom p'tur or he started with a shasei yachid. It makes no difference if he puts it down in a makom p'tur like a karmelis, or he puts it down in a shasei yachid. He would nevertheless be violating havaras dalet amis d'oraisa. So this is interesting, because Rashi here in Masechta Sukkah certainly advocates that Mavir Derech Rishus Harabim requires Dalet Amos Bishus Harabim, Havaras Dalet Amos, meaning the classical case of Gzeirah Derabba is Mavir Derech Rishus Harabim, and Rashi says it's going to be Arba Amos Bishus Harabim, because that's the language of Rava, of Rava. Rava says Gzeirah Shema Yavirenu Arba Amos Bishus Harabim. So he started with Rishus HaYachid. He ends up in the Bucky's house, which is another Rishus HaYachid. He carries it through Rishus Harabim, Dalet Amos. The Iker here is the Dalet Amos. So in that sense, okay, Rashi reflects the same sheet as Tosus and Erevin Lamed Gimel that we spoke about, that Mavir Derech Rishus Harabim requires Dalet Amos. Good. But the Pella of the Chiddush of Rashi is that he started with an Akira in a karmelis, or in a karpaf, or in a gina. In other words, let's say he had placed it down in a karpaf, or in any sort of karmelis of makom p'tur d'oraisa, let's say in Dalet Amos Rishus Harabim. There was no akira in Rishus Harabim, there was no anoch in Rishus Harabim. Or one of the two. It doesn't have to be both, or one of the two.
Karmelis is a Rishus Yachid.
Well, no, Carmelis Midaraisa is a makom p'tur. Yeah. So then the problem here is Rashi is very odd. Rashi is saying that as far as Mavir, Derech Rishus Harabim is concerned, you can be chayev even with a makom p'tur. If the Akira or the Anoch was in a makom p'tur, you'd be chayev d'oraisa. And the question is, how do you understand that? The Meiri, by the way, embellishes this even further. He says, "V'hu adin shayyachol lomar shem yotzienu mishus hayachol mishus harabim." Rabba could have given the gzera of mishus hayachol mishus harabim. Ela shekitzer b'lashonu lomar shiyotzienu v'yavirenu. Ela shemeyacher shesof kavanosa ba'avar kedei lelech etzel achacham noket lei b'lashon avara. So the Meiri at this point gives a very technical reason and explanation why Rava uses the term Havara here. Then he quotes a fundamental answer. Ugdolei HaMefarshim, that's the Meiri's kinui for the Ravid, Tirtzu ba, she'ikar ha'gzera hi b'hotza mirshus ha'yachid shelo, v'achnasa l'rshus ha'yachid shel ha'baki, derech rishus ha'rabim. What Rabbah is talking about is a case of Havaras Derech Rishus Harabim. V'kevon she'eno me'nicha b'rishus Harabim, ein kan lo chiyuv hotzav lo chiyuv hachnasa el chiyuv Havara. The Meiri says in the name of the Ravid that he never places it down in a Rishus Harabim, and therefore, there would be no possibility of being mechayev him for meleches hotzah, or on the way back, a meleches hachnasa. But yet, he's chayev for havara derech rishus harabim.
The afal pisha chiyuv havorit zorch hanoch vakira me achar sheokar mirshus hayochid zu the niach lirshus hayochid zu the heavier arba amos bein zu lezu chayav. In other words, the Ravid is holding like Tosis in Erevin that the chiyuv of mavir derchus saravim is midin. Is midin dalad amos b'shus harabim, and yet he says that there's no nafgimina even if it goes through a karmelis, and that's a pella. It means that according to the shita of the Meiri, and this would embellish the shita of Rashi, the main machayev here is havaras dalad amos, and even though we think that logically you need an akira mirishus hayochid and an anoch lirishus birshus hayochid, meaning you need a rishus do'oraisa in order to be chayev for that havara of dalet amos. The chiddush of havaras dalet amos is that you don't need akira and hanocha from a rishus do'oraisa, meaning. When we have Havaras Dalad Amos Rishus Arabim, we need the Akira and the Hanocha and Rishus Arabim. If the Akira or the Hanocha is B'makom Ptur in a Karmelis, in a Karpafagina, then you're not Chayev. Why? Because the Akira and the Hanocha have to be in the Rishus Arabim. Masha Einken, when we have a new breakthrough, which the Gemara learns on Daf Tzadi Zayin from Masa B'nei Kos, of Derech Rishus Arabim, true, the Mechayev is the Havaris Dalet Amos, but now what you need is an Akira and an Anocha. The breakthrough here is that the Akira and the Anocha don't have to be in Rishus Arabim. So we thought if they don't have to be in Rishus Arabim, they have to be where? In Rishus Hayachid. No. Comes along the Rav and he says, it doesn't require an Akira and Anoch in Rishus. In Rishus Arabim, or Rishus Hayachid. All it requires is an Akira and a Hanocha, which sandwich in the middle of Havaris Dalet Amos Rishus Arabim. So the Machayev here is Havaris Dalet Amos Rishus Arabim. It needs an Akira and it needs an Anocha. Where the Akira is, that's only a din in the Chayfetz, that the Chayfetz has to be Nekar Vimkomo. It has to be Munach Vimkomo in a different Makom, with Havaris Dalet Amos in between. Tosis, on the other hand, if you take a look in Tosis, in Erevin, which is in the middle of your page 2 on Daf Lamed Beis, Tosis says with regard to Dalet Amos Rishus Arabim, he says, Kevan di okro mi karmelis, shuv eidom ischayev ba'anochoso. Tosis says that it's true that the machayev is the Havaris Dalet Amos, but you need an akira mi makom chiyuv and anocha mi makom chiyuv. Meaning, the Torah recognizes two rishuyos, Rishus Arabim and Rishus Hayochid. Beyond that, a makom ptur is not a rishus at all. The akira has to be from a rishus. The machayev is the havaras dalet amos, and the anocha has to be in a rishus. But if there was an akira or anocha in a makom ptur, then Tosis says you can't be chayev. In other words, there's a fundamental machlokas here between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi holds that the akira and the anocha is just a tnai. What I mean, it's just a tnai. The malach has to begin and the malach has to end. What is the machayev? It's the havaras dalet amos in between. It doesn't matter one bit whether the hanocha and the havara was from a makom chiyu, from a shus d'oraisa, whether it be shus yochim, shus rabin. No. All we need is an akira and hanocha that begin a malacha and end a malacha. Notice the malacha is considered, it's not considered continuous and in motion. It has a beginning, it has an end. Those are the bookends of the malacha. Whether the akira or the anocha is from a rishus, which the Torah recognizes as rishus d'oraisa or not, according to Rashi, that's irrelevant. Whereas Tosis holds, it's true that the machayev is dalet amos, which is a rabbi, but you need an akira from a rishus, you need an anocha in a rishus, and a karmelis or any other makom ptur is not considered an akira from a makom, a rishus d'oraisa. So Rabbosai, let's just summarize what we have at this point. Tosis at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos
combines Moshit and Mavir derech Rishis HaRabim. And he presents them, B'Neshim Achas, as one kasha where you are relocating an object from a Rishus into a different Rishus. And that relocation is from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, both in the case of Moshit and in the case of Mavir derech Rishus HaRabim. The Rishus HaRabim here only separates between the two Rishus HaYochids, and you have relocated the object. Tosis thinks in his Havamina that that's Chiluf Rishuyos, and therefore it should be included on the Meleches Hotzah. It's no different than Hotzah, and it's told HaHachnasa. Tosis in his Teretz says, name, that the Ikar Meleches Hotzah is when you take something from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, relocating it from one Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid is not included in the Ikar Melech of Hotzah. So therefore it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. What would be, according to Tosfos, the difference between Meleches Moshit and Meleches Mavir Derech Rishus HaYochid? It would be the fact that in Moshit you need Diyut Achas, you need a Tzuras Hoshata, you need, according to the Yishalmi, that someone else be Mekabalin on the other side, and those are not requirements that apply to Mavir Derech Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. What happens in Mavir Derech Rishus HaRabim, according to Tosfos, if he comes back to the original Rishus HaYochid that he began with? He would be potter, because there was no chiluf rishuyos from one Rishus HaYochid to a second Rishus HaYochid, and therefore he'd be potter. That's the sheet of Tosis, and that's the sheet of Tosis at the beginning, quoted by the Rashba in Erev and Daf Lamed Gimel. According to this sheet, if we're equating Mavir Derech Rishus HaRabim with Moshit, and just like Moshe doesn't require Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim, so too Mavir Derech Rishus HaRabim doesn't require Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. The Ikra Machayev is the Akira Nanocha relocating the object from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. The purpose and the function of the Rishus HaRabim in the middle is only to be mafsik between the two Rishus. In contrast, we have the Shita of Tosis in Erevin, which is the sheet of Rashi and Sukkah, that Derech Rishus HaRabim has to be Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. The Machayev of Derech Rishus HaRabim is the Havaris Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. The Chiddush of Derech Rishus HaRabim is that you don't have to have the Akira Nanocha in the Rishus HaRabim itself. You can have the Akira Nanocha in Rishus HaYochid and Yechayev for the Havaris Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. According to this Shita, it would make no difference whether you put it down in the original Rishus HaYochid that you began or in a different Rishus HaYochid. The Ikar Machayev is the Havaris Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. According to this Shita, Tosis should never have asked the Kasha from Mavir Derech Rishus HaRabim, because Mavir Derech Rishus HaRabim is fundamentally the same as Havaris Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. And basically you're not Chayev for Chiluf Rishuyos, but rather for Havaris Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. And we suggested that here, if you hold, like the sheet of Tosis and Erevin, which is also the sheet of Rashi and Sukkah, that fundamentally Havaras Derech Rishus HaRabim is a Machayev of Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim, the question is, where does the Akira Nanoch have to take place? There's a radical sheet of Rashi, which is supported by the Ravid, as quoted by the Meiri of Masechta Erevin, that according to this sheet, you don't need an Akira Nanoch from a Makom Chiyuv from a Rishus D'Oraisa. The Akira Nanocha just there to begin the Malacha and to terminate the Malacha. The Iker Malacha, the Machayah for the Iser is the Avaris Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. Tosis, on the other hand, even though he agrees fundamentally that the Machayah is the Havaris Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim, but nevertheless you need an Akira, which is recognized as an Akira D'Oraisa, as one of the various Pu'ulos that are integrated to form the Malacha and the Chiyuv. And that pu'ula of an Akira has to be a significant one insofar as you are ochre it from Rishus D'Oraisa. Therefore, it has to be an Akira from Rishus HaYochid, and it has to be a Hanocha in a Rishus HaYochid. Could it be that you swung back and you, after the Avaris Dalet Amos, you put it down a Hanocha in the same Rishus HaYochid that you begin with? The answer is yes. Why? Because the Machayev of Dalet Amos was there. But you need an Akiris Rishus D'Oraisa and Anoches Rishus D'Oraisa, otherwise you're not Chayiv. This fundamental machlokas between Rashi and Tosus, or between the Ravid and Tosus, as to whether or not the Akira Nanocha are part and parcel of the main Mechayev of the Maisa Moloch and the Pulis Moloch Moksa, that's going to come up over and over again on Daf Gimel and later on in Masechta Shabbos. Okay, then Rabbosai, we'll stop.
Because you have to have hanocha in a Rishus Torah. That's part and parcel of Melechus Hutz.
But I got all of those things are carved by God. That's all a Makom HaTor.
Yeah, because it doesn't have the dimensions of Rishus HaRabim, and it certainly is not Mukaf Mechitzos to make it into Rishus HaYochid.